And it's now time for your daily Fortis News Break, a production of Fortis Institute. The Defense Department continues its mission to restore military readiness over ideology as Secretary Pete Hegseth removed a female Navy Vice Admiral, Shoshana Chatfield, from her position as U.S. Representative to NATO's Military Committee. A Pentagon spokesman cited a loss of confidence in her ability to lead, though specifics are not disclosed at the moment. Chatfield, however, once complained about gender imbalances and advocated for investing in gender equality and women's empowerment, and that probably speaks louder than anything else. Americans are sending a clear message that they do not want their hard-earned tax dollars funding transgender procedures, with 66% opposing federal funding for surgeries, cross-sex hormones, and puberty blockers, according to an American Principles Project poll. A disturbing new study reveals that 55% of self-identified leftists believe assassinating President Trump would be somewhat justifiable. Yeah, that is disturbing. The network conducting the research warned of an emerging assassination culture that's not fringe but reflects a far-left authoritarianism increasingly normalized in digital discourse. Remember when the media claimed Trump supporters were the dangerous extremists? Yeah, the data seems to be telling a different story, one the media now conveniently ignores. Disney's remake machine appears to be grinding to a halt as the studio reportedly shelves its live-action remake of Tangled following the disaster of Snow White that earned just $145 million against a $270 million budget. Yeah, and if you hold that up against previous Disney remakes like Beauty and the Beast, which grossed $1.26 billion, it proves audiences aren't against remakes. They're just against rewriting and reframing their beloved classics. While Republicans are standing up for families with new legislation from Congressman Riley Moore and Senator Mike Lee that would prevent employers from clawing back health insurance premiums when parents choose to stay home with their children after parental leave. The Fairness for Stay-at-Home Parents Act could save families thousands, with family insurance premiums averaging $25,000 annually. Moore said being pro-life means being pro-family, and that is something I can get behind for sure. The Supreme Court handed President Trump another win on Tuesday, blocking a Clinton-appointed judge's attempt to force the rehiring of over 16,000 probationary federal employees. In a 7-2 decision, the court stayed the San Francisco judge's March order that called the administration's performance-based firings a gimmick and a lie. And that wraps up today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortis Plus or sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content, both of which you can do at FortisInstitute.org. And don't forget, subscribe to Fortis News right now on your favorite podcast app, and you can get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.